do our cameras in there without lighting.
Yeah, because I asked about lights.
Yep.
And I asked, because there's lights facing inside the tennis courts that are like really bright that back up to the kids' playground, and all you'd have to do is just piggyback right off those lights.
And that's what this is.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
I mean, it wouldn't really cost that much to piggyback.
It costs $2,300.
That's what it costs. Do we have a motion to accept this?
I make a motion to accept it.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Any discussion? Anything else? I know after we finish this, we're going with that Green Star company, but this one matches up to what we already have there. So all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
On a second note, on that Tot Lot basketball court, can we put a little, maybe a vinyl sticker on the boards? Do not hang from the rim or nets.
I don't know what it was. I don't know.
Or even on the posts.
4-0.
Yes.
Okay. 4-1.
Did you see your things?
Well, and I don't see it on the front door.
Is it not on the front door yet?
It's not on the front door.
So the labeling for the concealed weapon stuff is.
I'll be working on that. Okay.
Well, that's only for open carry. That's a 30.07.
You were just fitting.
Are we having 30.07 and 30.06?
No, we decided just the 30.07.
Okay, just 30.07, no open carry.
So
okay.
We do have a sign that says you can't carry your weapons open in here.
Openly, yeah.
So leave any parts.
Open. Yeah, open. No open carry. You can carry concealed.
Yeah, that's what
but
I said.
But no,
if you like.
So it's okay if I have this one.
Keep in your purse.
Yeah, just keep it in there.
Keep in your purse.
All right.
All right, now we're going to move to the.
Make sure.
All right, we're moving to the open forum. Open forum. I've got Carolyn.
She already came and left.
Okay. I've got. Oh, you guys are writing real fast. Starts with an H. Anybody with an H that wanted to?
Movie.
Heather, that's not you. But
look at the address.
Can you
read the address?
What is that word?
Wear your glasses. Don't be so
pond bad. Something?
1-2-6.
Anybody
4,
want
two?
To help?
Yeah, who wants to talk?
What's your name?
My name's Danielle, and I just had two names.
That's not a D.
We moved in August, and
welcome.
Thank you. Really like it here, but one of the things that would be really helpful for me as a new resident, and I know also for people who have been living here, is to have the meeting minutes available online. Whenever I go online to check, it says from July forward, it says coming soon. And if I can't make it to a meeting, I still want to be involved, so I want to know what's happening.
They were supposed to already be posted, along with the audio file.
That's on my list. On Spectrum's website, only February and October are linked.
Okay.
On our West Creek website, it's January to March are linked, and June. None of the other months. So November's minutes are not on either website.
I will say I haven't checked since the first week of January.
The reason they're not being put on the West Creek website is because they're not being provided to
right.
to us to post.
Because we decided they were going
to
move.
Eventually, they're supposed to all go to the Spectrum site.
Right.
So the minutes need to be posted somewhere.
Right.
We can post them on our website, you know, if you provide it to us. And then when the Spectrum moves it over to their site, then we can post it.
I think the
follow up.
Yeah,
that's the guy's attention before the meeting. That,
yeah.
I just checked the book of minutes.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the minutes. I'm sorry.
We are the minutes.
We are.
We're talking about, and I checked the book of minutes while we were talking. The minutes that we approved are not in the book of minutes, so I don't know where they are. Because when we approved them, Richard signs them, and I sign them at the meeting, and they're not here.
Well, I guess first order of business is we're approving all the minutes again. But that's okay.
You mean you're going to make me sign more?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure that they're on Mike's desk or in a drawer. We have to work with that.
There were some minutes that were in the book that aren't there now that went back to... I was gone in July and you took the minutes. They were there. They weren't signed by you and Richard. But they're not there now.
Right. Okay.
We'll find them.
We'll find them, and then also the audio is supposed to be get put up there now too. It's
right,
gonna
that,
be up
that
there.
That was that right. The audio I talked with Mike and Rebecca and Henry all said that as soon as we make the audio file available, the IT can put it to the Spectrum website.
That
No. I'm just saying you got them all.
No.
You just have to,
no.
Have
I've given the these this to Mike. Every meeting, and if he hasn't downloaded it and uploaded it, they're gone.
Jason,
so there's a limitation with the security. Spectrum is a separate company from Village of West, you guys know. So they're already able to plug in the USB devices in. So I was able to use our computer here to download them onto mine and then upload them onto the file sharing thing. So that Megan was then able to download them and get them to Spectrum.
Okay.
So they are.
So they have them and they should be up now.
So what do you have audio files for? Do you know what periods?
The only ones I grabbed were for, I believe it was September, October, November, December.
Okay.
Have we played back the quality on this? I'm sure it's picking me up. But is it picking you up, or is it even picking up any questions?
You can hear, because I actually listened to a little bit. I was actually talking to the guy. I said I was impressed with that little recorder. You can hear you guys, obviously, great, but you're not overly loud. And you can pick up those that speak loud enough up here. You can hear their questions and stuff.
Someone needs to be going forward if we are going to do that and we recognize that we can't hear the questions.
We can improve.
We need to repeat the questions saying so-and-so asked this question, but we put it on recorder before we move on to answer.
That's a
better system.
But the end goal is we really need a technology champion that knows a little bit about technology. We could probably Skype this stuff to the neighbors.
Zoom. Zoom is a free app.
iPad, whatever. You know, there's something we can do that, so you don't have to come and you don't have to spend 3 hours looking at get going. But you can just do this at the house. You're washing dishes, doing laundry, doing homework, whatever. And you can just call me and say, hey, that's stupid. Whatever you can do. After 6 o'clock, you'll go to an answering service and they'll send us an email.
When we start that, we'll put your cell phone number on next door.
So where would you say the agenda is posted before the meeting ever takes place? So next time I know where
it's sent out, right
on the calendar on the website.
All of this is listed.
Yeah, you go to the website, and on the right side, it's happening meetings that it is.
Okay.
And you find every meeting that is happening. From now to eternity.
Oh, great. I just want to know exactly what's going to be talked about.
Right. That also includes that when they send the agenda out, then I'll upload the agenda on the website. It'll be right there.
Okay.
So you'll get the agenda.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on to the next one.
What's the tab?
What's the what?
To look for the minutes. Because I know it's not as easy as just saying minutes.
Documents, and then go to the documents on the website.
Ma'am, was that your only question?
No, thank you for asking. And then the second is, my children really love the sports park. My one complaint about it is the water fountain. The water comes out like this little bit off the ground, and in the summer and in the fall, it's very hot here. I can't even refill our water bottle because the water pressure on the water fountain is so low.
Did we fix that?
Yes.
When were you down there last?
The last time I tried to fix it up, to fill the water bottle, was September, October.
Okay. So, and this is part of what I was saying. I want to make sure that every day your guys are inspecting that they check those water faucets or those fountains. Because as a board member, we walk down here and it's really embarrassing. We've got all this nice stuff and then somebody pushes it and it doesn't work.
Is there an industry standard on the arc of the water that comes out of those things so we don't trading germs and shit?
I mean, it's really...
I'm talking, it ain't even standard. It ain't even industry.
There should be a goal that we aim for, so it's when you're... But what I'm saying is, that way we can say, you know, if the arc's not high enough, we need to work on that. So what your guys got to have a threshold aim for, right?
So if we had to modify them to be able to get, because of the pressure down there, we had to modify them.
No, it's fine.
The way they came in, that's the way they came in with that orifice.
The standard is it should hit in the middle of the bowl. Everybody knows that.
Nobody, I mean, they're right. All you got to do is go straight to the drain.
Yeah.
Because you don't want your lips on it or anything. So if that's not, hey, so I mean, the goal is if that's not happening on your walkthroughs on Monday, then it needs to be fixed.
Well, they check it every day.
Well, when he told me he modified them, because I can believe that it's just like the shower heads that you buy now, okay, that don't put out enough pressure, but it's a ball. So they have to be modified also. So I know what he's talking about. So that doesn't just undo itself, what right, he did. Right, it's done.
It's done, right.
If it's insufficient pressure now moving forward, we have a source issue.
It's something else, yes, absolutely.
Could be an obstruction too. So yeah, every day, please have them check it.
All right.
Is that it, ma'am?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Heather, I know you have a list. Is that?
I do, but that was one of my things.
Okay.
As of this morning, there's still red and green light bulbs in the columns down there. When are we supposed to have Christmas down?
It was the 15th, wasn't it? Or no, it was the
30th.
16th, yep.
Looks good.
Sylvia, can you make sure that person will be taken down?
So, Valentine's Day.
Hey, let's get finished, guys.
So please, Jason's ladies. Got something about that.
Go ahead.
We were supposed to order those bulbs.
Those are actually the homeowner has put them in for those, because we were going to order them and have Jimmy put them in, but it just never
happened.
Finished,
yeah.
Right? Never got finished with everything.
I saw that.
So, well, we just made sure, did we get the bulbs? If not, we need to get the bulbs so we're ready next year.
Right, we will get the bulbs next year. I know we went to try to get them locally for a while and pricing.
So do we not have the light bulbs to put back in?
The homeowner,
it's not us. Okay, we need to tell the homeowner that to get the light bulbs back.
Or put all red in for Valentine's Day. Put all green in for St. Patrick's. Keep it going.
Well, you gotta make it hard. We can't even get a change to green. What's that?
It's your responsibility to change bulbs because it's
expensive. I get it, but we pay the electricity on it, so he needs to change it back.
Are you put the bulbs because your electricity is not his.
I got you, but he's got our bulbs. Okay. I know you're gonna gripe if I go spend 50 cents on a bulb that he has. So, anyhow, I'm just messing with you. Can you make sure that takes care of it? Heather.
Yeah.
Black mildew on my driveway, and y'all asked me to power wash it about 5 months ago, and I still didn't do it. What would happen?
You'd be in a lot of trouble.
Right?
Or we'd force spray your stuff.
That retaining wall that just last month in this board meeting, you told Jaime to power wash, and it's still not done.
Is it not done?
Yeah,
well,
we just talked about that.
Well, we talked about the sign. I don't remember the.
Yeah.
We talked about it in December.
Other things people.
So this just needs to be put in that milestone.
Are you talking about along Wynwood on West Creek View the retaining
and
wall?
And the
going up. That's right. No, I.
Black.
It looks exactly like the part of the sign at the entrance looks. It's the same thing going on the sign, only more of it. Absolutely.
Good.
Since we're talking about power washing, on that power washing list, can we also add the clock tower base? Mm. Mm.
On the sidewalk?
All the way around it.
Well,
And if we're going to be doing something up there for the 30th,
Reggie and I were both up at the clock tower, but remember we were concerned about some of the stuff on the tower too.
But
we were concerned about the composition of the lighter colors, not the brick, but some of the lighter colored areas that have what looks like stain or algae, not an immense amount, but it's there. And we were concerned that a too powerful pressure washer might actually damage.
Right.
So I don't know if y'all have ever sprayed that with something.
We could use.
But when you're up there,
something different, you know, because if you do, then you can do that and you face it.
Right.
And then at the same time, you'll be able to just on that one section.
So when you go up there and you look at what we're talking about with the pressure washing on the
surface, really needs it. It was the other one.
That's right.
The surface. But, really.
I didn't hear you, man.
The clock, you should chime in.
It's going to chime again. It's in the works.
Okay.
and everybody be complaining about the chime. How loud is the chime going to be? How loud is the chime going to be?
We'll check the industry standard.
On decibels?
Decibels.
We're not allowed to chime too loud.
Is that your last one, Heather?
On it. Loud.
Heather, is that your last question? So, Jaime, it needs to be done before the middle of the month, please. Because I'm going to get beat up, and if I get beat up, you're going to get beat up.
And then they're complaining. It doesn't work anymore.
So, my beat up doesn't cost me anything.
In all reality, with the pressure washing, since we've got like we got more than three things right now, or at least three things. Just let us know next week. Well, you got water.
The problem is that she sent that 2 months ago. It needs to be done by the middle of the month.
Originally, it was sent in September.
It needs
to be done by the middle of the month. That's the end of the story. All right.
Thank you.
So, it's very important that we set a plan of action and milestones with all of these events so that we can hold folks accountable to this stuff. And that's where we're failing as a board and as a staff, is not putting a deadline to these things. It has to happen.
If you're going to hold homeowners accountable, right, you have to be held accountable.
So what's that? Is he saying the middle of February?
He just gave a deadline.
Right, but I mean for everything.
Yep.
If we keep saying, Heather told us in September it needed to be done, and we all agree it's a good idea, and now we're here in January.
Well, there's a difference. When we say it needs to be done and it hasn't been done, then we're going to have to start looking at other things. That's why I said he needs to get on top of it and make sure it's fresh.
So just so we're clear, the sign is next week, though. You can let me know by next week. Okay. Into next week. Thanks, Jaime.
Thank you, Jaime. All right. Let's see, who is next on this list is, I have a Beth with a possibly. She's gone. Okay.
She just left.
Yep. And then I have a yes with Joel.
Joel?
Joel?
There's a gentleman that was in the back that's stretching.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're good. Next meeting, what's the date for the next meeting?
Whoa.
Gene, you have nothing on me.
Maybe that's the name we couldn't mean.
No.
It's a G's and H.
Hey there, Gene. Hi. Yeah, go ahead, Gene. You can talk. I thought you already spoke.
I just gave some handouts for me there. In regard to the minutes, I just gave them a copy of the way it is on the website. And if you'll pass them out,
sure,
please. I want to show you. We don't have minutes that we get into, and it starts in July, August, October, November, and I know December isn't there yet, but I hope it gets there soon, because you guys just approved it tonight. There's no way to get in there. Anything's in black, you cannot get into. Now, maybe there's no minutes there. I have no idea. But
no, you know what the problem is with some of this stuff? What? Is that the minutes got sent with the auditor. Some of these minutes that aren't in the deal, we gave the minute books to the auditors because they're going through and comparing the minutes and what was approved from the board meetings into what was purchased to make sure there weren't purchases that the board didn't approve or didn't know of.
No,
won't
just scan
those in? No. We had, back then, that's what I'm telling you, until Spectrum got here, we had nothing. It was all binders.
We
gave
unsigned copies until we got back.
Well, she took them before you guys, they're not in the office.
There's still a printout of
the
meeting minutes, right?
No. They took the whole binder that has the minutes.
The binders are great. But they're
here.
But they're missing.
Then she's liable for it.
I would hope the secretary goes back to the same on his computer and it's just as quick as printing another one.
Heather.
I don't know. That would be what I would hope.
It's kind of like the thing of what happens if this building burns down. But we lose everybody's records. So that's what we're trying to get.
The hyperlink doesn't go to your book that's in the office.
I got you, but remember, when we started all of this stuff, we have a new process. Things go out of the office. Yeah. Now, obviously, they got all the older ones because she started in the 2016s and stuff.
We'll get it on there. If anybody wants to take on that job.
Oh, there you go. She just volunteered. Right? You're gonna help us with that? With the technology? He asked for a technology champion.
How did I get
to
agree to you?
You're now in charge of making sure the minutes get off to the internet.
Oh, you don't want me doing that.
Oh, wait.
Technology. Stupid.
Okay, we have a volunteer. We'll talk after the meeting.
Okay, Gina's done. We're getting it done.
Hey, I'm Ben. Sorry.
No. Beth, did you still have something?
It's true, she can't.
Richard, we cannot have anybody other than staff putting the minutes on.
Okay.
Because there are.
We're talking.
Go ahead. You're good, though, guy.
Now, my only question, because we had stepped out because we wanted about the pools, is about the legality of how many lifeguards for people in the pool. I understand you only want to limit to have, it's wonderful to have lifeguards in both pools. It's unbelievable what we see sometimes, a mom of two, like a four-year-old and a six-year-old that runs around the pool and the mom's sitting in a chair looking at her phone. That's not safe at the sport park pool. And yes, the gate guards down there, CPR certified, yes, but not lifeguards. Of course, I am from many, many years ago, and I would never let a child drown, of course.
Yeah.
But that's not safe. So I'm very happy that you want to put lifeguards at both pools. Now, when you mentioned about how much you're putting for the Texas pool services, if they're going to save money, that's wonderful. But if they truly are a pool company that issues out lifeguards, they're going to tell you, because lifeguards that take the lifeguarding training class, there is a legality of having a lifeguard per, it's either like 20 to 25 people in the pool. So when these pools get packed, you're telling me that you're going to have one lifeguard watching all the pool, and the other lifeguard is going to be gate guarding, which can be busy. Yes, there's time today when you're not busy. Believe me, I know that. But then there's mad rushes of people coming in. So that's when I was in question about the money that you're spending. Is that basically you're only going to have two lifeguards, one of the gate guard all so, day at each pool?
So we asked the...
Usually that's not...
We asked this pool...
Beth, I'm going to tell you right now, I came up here many times, and there was only one lifeguard standing out there. Everybody else was asleep, and I was
I've
paying
I've never seen more than two lifeguards at a time.
Everybody else was what?
Was asleep in the back room, because I came up here in the morning.
I also can make a comment about that.
Why don't you just fire those kids?
We do. But who do we get to replace them? And you know what? I'll be honest. I'm tired of board members and homeowners seeing people that we're paying sleeping or letting their friends in the park and not IDing them. When you walk through and they check your ID and then I go through and they don't check mine, that's wrong.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get this into more of a professional group.
I do have to make a comment, if that's okay. Yep. Is that part of it, I have to admit, from a few years ago, when I was a few lifeguards that were came back this year, wonderful kids, but they did not have a leader. Because you let go of Nancy that before the pool season opened.
Nancy let go of herself.
No, and I'm saying, and then you had an intern of Dawn in August. So that summer, and then the next summer they hired back some of the same lifeguards. Mm-hmm. They did not have a leader. And I, and Anita and Craig, we would try to suggest things, but lifeguards probably made a couple dollars more than us, and we would suggest things, but we were not in charge of lifeguards. We weren't the head lifeguard. If you wanted one of us to do that and get certified for that, that's fine. But you have teenagers, and they are good kids, but if they don't have a supervisor over them, that's when things slip. They did not have, and then they were hired back. So
I'd like to comment on that.
Yes.
Because, number one, I just came onto this board in October. And my kids and my family use the pool and the swimming lessons and all of those things. We changed over security and we just approved a contract tonight, which takes away jobs that the youth could hold. Mm-hmm. But with that comes a challenge to make sure that again, we're being good stewards of the association's money, and the same is true for the youth lifeguards. I was a Boy Scout, I was a lifeguard, I was all those things, and it truly breaks my heart that we're moving to letting someone else control that. And I know we said tonight that if we have lifeguards, we'll put them in touch and hopefully they'll get on staff with them and maybe they'll be right back at our same pools. But for the association, this is the best business decision. And we can discuss the legalities of, because it's very important, of how many, what the ratio is and things like that. I get that, but that's not specified in this, and we can have that discussion moving forward. But But it is the best for the association.
No, but I think you said you were only going to hire two people, which is okay. I'm concerned you're going to limit the number of people to get to be in the pool if you're only going to hire two lifeguards for this contract.
There is no requirement to have a lifeguard in the pool.
Well, I know we could have enough.
We are providing one lifeguard at a time as a courtesy, as a safety measure. But we've had no lifeguard down there for 2 or 3 years now.
Yep. Right, Kevin.
I did have to say that these were two children.
No, you're right.
Working as a gatekeeper. I had slipped in there.
But you're right, Kevin. There's no requirement for us to have lifeguards in either pool. But as a courtesy to our residents, we're going to have two people down there that are lifeguard certified. There's probably going to end up being a great big sign that says, no lifeguard on duty, swim at your own risk. Watch your kids.
So that you can allow as many people.
Whatever the legalities of this company does to protect them.
Yeah, and let Kevin finish real quick.
So the other thing, I understand where you're going with this as a business thing, but I don't think this is a business decision so much as it is. I would rather have a grown person down there that takes responsibility and does their job than the group of people we've had in the last couple of years. Even one kid not doing their job down there just ruins it for everybody else.
Yep.
The truth be told, Gene and I had this conversation on Tuesday night standing in the parking lot, and the reality is I do want the youth to be able to have the opportunities that we had when we were youth growing up to be responsible. But that seems to be a very difficult challenge right now. So I agree with you 100% that right now that just doesn't seem a logical option.
I do agree with the leadership, though. Yep, we need good leadership.
Well, with that said, any of the youth or people that have worked for us, they can go for their summer job or whatever they were doing, and they can let them know that they've been working with us. We'll provide the links or the information through the office, and they can apply with them and get that position after they've been vetted and gone through the proper stuff. And then they are gonna have that leadership. They are gonna have the spot checks. Jason is still out here making sure the contract is managed properly. We're not gonna just do hands off completely, because once again, what's happened in the past is we contract something out and people get comfortable with it. Just like we found when we went and looked at the pools, they weren't getting vacuumed. So we're still going to make sure that people are doing their jobs on their contract. But, you know, we got to make a decision on what we can do best for the homeowners. All right. The next meeting is what date?
The 16th of February.
Excellent. All right.
I'm sorry.
You're not done yet. My gosh.
Oh.
Dude, I got to eat dinner.
I put my hand in four times.
We still have executive session.
What do you get? What you got?
Are we ever going to get the minutes in there?
Yes.
From the
we just said that we're going to download all of the minutes in there.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Last question. You got another one?
No, I have one.
He's got more. Listen up. We got a few more questions, please.
We have a sign policy under general resolution. It's outdated. It was done in 2008 by Mr. Hoskins, who was the president at the time, and Rick Severs. Now, somebody needs to take a look at this if we want to maintain it. If so, there's going to have to be some revisions. And I know that most of this in here was put in here before because of builders coming in here. So somebody needs to take a look at this. Do we really need it? If not, if we do, there, what I have in yellow here, and I have the pass out things for you, that it talks about section page 12 and the 1994 design and guide, which is our standards, and that, of course, that, if we make reference to 94 standards, we're doing something wrong. Why they put it in there, I don't know, but that's what it is on our website.
Okay. While we're looking at this, who had the question over here?
I did have a question. Is it listed on the website when the subcommittee meeting occurs?
It should be on the calendars, right?
Yeah. If you go to the website, on the right-hand side, upcoming meetings, and every meeting committee.
You guys learn to review this.
When is the best time to...
But, all right, go ahead.
When is the best time to bring it up for swim team?
It would be pretty soon. I would get with Jason. I would get with Jason like the beginning of February. Yep. And so pretty much what we did was we mirrored the schedules from last year.
So that way, with the contract, they knew where things were going to be. So whatever swim team practices and stuff over last year, it should fit in just the same way.
Mr. President.
Yes.
I'd like to propose a motion.
Okay.
I would like to make a motion.
That we dismiss?
That we petition the court to reduce the quorum requirements in order to update the CCNRs.
I'll second that motion.
Are we even able to do that?
We can, but it would be better if we had the electronic voting in place prior to doing it, because then we can get more votes electronically.
Are we in discussion?
Yeah, we're in discussion.
Okay, so I agree that there are some things, but I don't think that the concept itself is something that we should wait on sooner rather than later. We can work out the details, because this is just one part of the process to update the CCNRs.
I totally agree with Billy. We need to decide whether we want to update our CCNRs, petition this, so we can start working with our legal counsel to define what exactly it is we want to do.
I think we need to identify what CCNRs we want to update, so we can inform the homeowners what we would like to see changed. That way we get the message out to them.
Absolutely.
They have a voice, and then we go back to this.
Yes, hang on one second. Go ahead.
Point of order, Mr. President. This subject is not on the agenda. And in order for you to discuss new business in this meeting, you're putting it on the agenda. We had this issue come up in an election where they wanted to go off on all these different subjects.
Well, this is the first I've thought about it, so I don't even have time to think.
I'm saying you need to add it to the agenda and bring it up and do some research.
So let's
put it open forum discussion, wouldn't it?
No, because we're making a motion.
Oh, yeah. Well, minus the motion.
Let's do this. Let's bring it back up in February, and let's get each other the data and all the information and what we're looking at doing. That way, we can put it out to the community.
I'd like to adjust my motion to put that on the agenda for next month.
Okay, it's on there. All in favor? Aye. Okay, it's on there. All right, meeting dismissed. Come talk to me. I didn't see it. Come here, come talk to me. Hey, board members, 10 minutes and I need you in here.
Yeah, in here?
In the office, back here. Hang on, Gene, I'm coming to get you, Gene.
They start bringing up stuff.